from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily on KFH. Tommy Caster, Jacob Albrock joining you here on the program today. One of these days, you're going to learn to unmute that microphone there, Jacob.
You've done this, you know, for, I don't know, what are we going on, Jad? 10 years and not had to do that. and now all of a sudden we're, and I love how Tommy, like Tom, there was a very judgy tone in that. Like you're sitting in there where you're standing right now, having to unmute your own microphone. You are not doing that.
I just talk. So, I don't have to worry about doing anything.
Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need that level of judginess my way, as I'm now 0-2. Today.
There's an open seat right next to me. You are welcome to join me in studio whenever you want.
I'm still wearing the same shirt I was wearing at the Offspring concert last night, so I don't think you want that right now. Listen, we're back, baby, and I will tell you that the baseball coverage that we're providing you right now of Kansas City Royals baseball specifically is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. The Royals is who we're talking about, and you'll hear them tonight on KFH, 7 o'clock against the Diamondbacks, on your home for the Kansas City Royals, KFH Radio. I'll give you a couple other details of why I keep swinging and missing on this microphone thing. So the reason this is there, if you missed it, we are now, we made what it seems like a switch that probably nobody ever notices, but what it does is allow us to have video interviews. And by the way, we'll bring in TJ Cleland again today. He did happen to be at the TBT games last night, so we'll have him help us recap it since the two of us were rocking and rolling. With the Offspring, we'll have TJ come in and help us dissect what happened last night at the TBT. So we make these changes. So in my ears, I have done this show, but been in radio for 20 years, TV for 20 years. I generally speaking know that if I can hear myself talking, when you have an IFB or you have headphones on, you can hear yourself talking. I know what that sounds like. And if I can hear that, I know I have a hot mic. So now with this new change we've made, I can hear myself talking even if my mic is muted. I cannot properly describe to you how strange that is to my routines of this industry for the last two decades. Normally, if I started talking and my mic was muted, I wouldn't hear myself talking and I would know my mic is muted. Now, no matter if it is or it is not, I can hear myself talking, so I didn't even realize it was muted now two different times until Tommy started talking. I'm like, damn it.
Well, the good thing is that you've got, there's a, you know, on the video stream here where you are, you've got like a little icon. You can look and see there's a little microphone icon, little slash through it. That means that it's muted. So just look for the little slash. It's like the no smoking sign.
I feel right now like when the pandemic was here and everybody was learning Zoom and nobody could figure out the mutes and unmutes. That's what I feel like right now. So welcome back, everybody.
Why don't we do this? So rather than me just starting segments, if your microphone is muted, I just won't start the segment and I'll start it by saying, you're on mute. You're on mute.
There may very well be a lot of people out there listening to the show that would prefer my microphone stays on mute. So, you know, we may be doing a lot of people some favors here. We're talking Royals baseball here on Sports Daily. Let's set up an HTO giveaway for you before we dive into last night's game. You can win some free iced tea, some free rain coffee right now, one of each. All you got to do is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day here. Message and data rates apply. More than 20 flavors of the tea. It's a great giveaway. We like to do so. T, short code 20357. Good luck, everybody. We're talking Royals, and we sort of took the, you know, the macro look in that first segment. Bobby Witt Jr., what he's doing, taking the attention of Major League Baseball. That is really good and really important for the Royals. So is winning baseball games, which they did again last night. Now, four games in a row. That's where we start to, you know, take this playoff chase into very specific territory, as they're gaining ground, Tommy, on everybody. And, you know, Cleveland loses again last night. Boston loses again last night. Seattle loses again last night. And so they just have to take care of their own business. And you get into a game like this, Bobby Witt Jr. going for a cycle, just a single shy of it, gets hit by a pitch. I went back, watched everything. The pitcher reaction tells me that was not on purpose. It doesn't make any sense that it would be on purpose. Terry Lovello came out, and the reason he was so upset is he wanted everybody to know, like, I'm not that big of an idiot. Why would I call for that? This guy's the future of baseball. We have absolutely no reason to hit him. We did not hit him on purpose, because John Schreiber then came in and retaliated, it sure looked like, and plunked one of the Diamondbacks players. I think Lovello was right. Like, the umpires should have made it clear to everyone, like, they didn't hit him on purpose. And I don't know that the Royals needed retaliation. I certainly don't mind that they did it, because I think that's the kind of stuff that can fire you up. Getting Salvador Perez fired up like that sort of energy, I'm generally good with. I'm glad nobody got hurt. I don't like intentionally throwing at guys anyway. But in that circumstance, that's part of baseball. I thought it was fine. I had no issue. I'm glad for the Royals' sake that Schreiber had his back. I don't know that it was necessary, but I'm glad he did it. And I don't think it was on purpose, but that's the little kind of stuff, Tommy, within a season that can make a huge impact. I mean, that could fire up the whole roster here.
I thought it was on purpose. I watched it back a few different times. I thought it was on purpose.
Why would they throw at him?
I know that Castellanos had the reaction after he threw the pitch that made it look like he didn't mean to do that, and kind of like, oh, you know, didn't look particularly happy that that's what happened. And whether or not he meant to hit him on, like, I don't know if he was like on purpose trying to hit him. I definitely think he was on purpose trying to pitch him in, and maybe the pitch got away from him slightly. But I do think that he was absolutely trying to pitch him at the very least inside. It was the very first pitch of the at bat. Bobby Witt Jr. was 3-for-3. He had chased a couple of pitchers, hit a big 3-run bomb the previous at bat, and chased Castro out of the game. The Diamondbacks had been showed up a little bit. And, you know, keep in mind that Bobby Witt Jr. had gone 3-for-3 the hard way and was a single short of the cycle the hard way. He went, triple, double, home run, and was only a single shy of the cycle. That's hard to do. Typically, when players are, you know, one hit shy of the cycle, they're looking for a triple or they're looking for a home run. Bobby Witt Jr. had already accomplished the hard stuff. He was only looking for a single. It was the first pitch of the at-bat. I think that clearly the Royals bench took exception to it. Salvador Perez took exception to it on the on-deck circle. He was not a happy camper about it. So I get it. I understand their frustration. It would have been the first time that a Royals player had hit for the cycle since George Brett in 1990. It had been a long time. There had been a long cycle drought for the Royals. And I know that they all wanted to see Bobby Witt Jr. do that. So I get the frustration. Bobby Witt Jr. had another opportunity in the eighth inning. He flew out, so it didn't ultimately happen for him. But I do like the fire. I do like the fight from this team. I mentioned yesterday in our discussion about Tommy Pham and coming into the Royals about his attitude and his fiery personality and how he's on record earlier this season. Tommy Pham said that he's always up for a fight. That was what he said on record. Like, that's just his personality. And I questioned about whether or not the Royals kind of needed that in their clubhouse a little bit, because you look at the Royals and they're a very positive, friendly, kind of like hug it out team. That's been the personality of Salvador Perez basically his entire career. Yeah. Salvador Perez was heated last night. I don't know if I've seen Salvi that mad before. And one of my first thoughts was, man, if Tommy Pham was in that clubhouse, if he was in that dugout while all of that was going on, he would have been, maybe the second one out on the field behind Salvador Perez. And, he would have mixed it up with the Diamondbacks when all of that was going down. So, I certainly think that, to your point, that's something that can carry on as the season progresses. Now, it's the first game in the series, so it bears watching if anything carries over into tonight's game, into the remaining games in this series. I'm not sure we're totally done yet. I know that the umpires wanted to try to get a handle of it. I know that Torey Lovello got tossed last night for arguing, all of that. It wouldn't shock me, though, if we see more developments coming out of this situation tonight.
Again, if Castellanos was like lone wolf on that, okay. I don't even think it was even that. I certainly don't think the Diamondbacks were like, hey, hit him. Like, the intent there, if it was intent, it would have come only from that pitcher, because it makes absolutely no sense otherwise. And I think Lovello did everything he could to make that. He said, I wasn't trying to talk to Salvador Perez. I was trying to talk loud enough that he could hear me. There is absolutely no reason for us to do that. Like, there was nothing sparks that. So maybe Castellanos was a lone wolf again. I don't think it was. Mike brings up a good point. I have wondered this with Mike over the years. Why doesn't the pitcher just go and apologize after they hit a batter? I wonder the same thing. Like, the pitcher could easily look at the batter and be like, yo, dude, that was totally my fault. Like, not on purpose. That one got away from me. I think that would go a long way. There's too much pride, would be my only guess in that, Mike. For these guys, like, pitchers are the most sensitive creatures perhaps in the entire sports universe. They're very sensitive. They don't like the way people, look at them after they hit home runs. They don't like you to have any fun if you do something awesome. Like, they're a very sensitive crew. So maybe that's a part of it. I'm not sure. Ken brings up a point on this, that the broadcast crew agreed with basically with what Terry Lovello's point was, that the umpires should not have given warnings. They should have just let it go. They sort of escalated it. And maybe that's the case. I would sort of defer to, people that have been inside it like those guys have to say that, yeah, that's probably correct. Now, of course, we were not everything we did was watch it in the aftermath. So I appreciate, Ken, you bringing that up, because I did not see the broadcast as it happened. I had to go back and look at all this stuff. But it was, look, again, despite all that, nobody got hurt by a player being hit. The Royals, retaliated. That's okay. They're protecting Bobby Witt Jr. I have no problem with that. And I do think these are things that can fire you up, but in a lot of ways, right? Not just in this kind of stuff can fire up a fan base. Bobby Witt Jr. is in all the headlines today, right? He's in all the headlines today. Everybody's paying attention and they're seeing like, oh man, what in the world just happened there? What, Bobby Witt Jr. is 12 of 15 out of the break? What's going on with the Royals right now? Like, they're in the headlines. And I think that locally for them can put butts in the seats. And I think as that buzz builds, you're going to see it. I just think they're primed to go now and do something awesome. Ken also brought up a point that I was going to get to as we talk about the wild card chase. The Royals right now have the third best run differential in the American League. And so this is the kind of stuff we saw this very early in the year. Only the Yankees and Baltimore have a better run differential right now than the Royals. That is usually a pretty good indicator of how good a team is. And the Royals are right there. And one way to do that is to beat the crap out of bad teams, right? And so that's what has to, as we talk about all of these things, that's what needs to continue for Kansas City. We talked about these 16 games, and they have won the first four of them. The Royals play 16 games out of the All-Star break against teams who are not at 500. So 500 or worse than 500, coming out of the All-Star break for the first 16 games. They've won the first four. We wondered how many of those, you know, do you need to win? I thought 12 and 4, 13 and 3, like that kind of stretch should be the goal. And they're on their way to doing something like that, but you can't let up. And so this kind of thing to bring the energy like that can be really important. They get a day off after the Arizona series. They have got to, though, Tommy, be able to lock back in and focus here. You've got Marsh going tonight against Jordan Montgomery coming back from injury. You never know with Jordan Montgomery. Remember of his postseason last year and how nails he was. He has not been good since, you know, being kind of hurt early in the season. Not hurt, but not having a contract, not pitching early in the season. But you never know. Got to focus on this series. Got to try to keep the streak going. Don't let it get away from you. And get to that first break of these stretches, which is after the first six games. And boy, if you could start at 6-0, that's the way to go.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that, you know, this is something, and not only the way that they're playing, but having this kind of motivation, you know, can definitely propel a team. And being able to, you know, have this sort of thing. And if Bobby Witt Jr., regardless if he was hit intentionally or not, and I do think that Castellanos was at the very least intentionally pitching him inside, regardless if he was intentionally trying to hit him or not, I don't know the intent behind that as a lone wolf, as you mentioned, or not. I do think he was trying to pitch him inside and maybe even high and tight a little bit. That's the sort of thing that can propel the team and can, you know, get you to, you know, potentially sweep the series. And this is a team, like, you know, they're playing the Diamondbacks. They're a game over 500. They've underachieved this year. But don't forget, the Diamondbacks went to the World Series last year. They've got a lot of talent on this team. And, you know, the pitching hasn't been good this year, and it's an opportunity for the Royals to take advantage of it. But I do think that the Royals are playing at a level right now where it's not out of the question where they could win the next two games in this series and sweep the Diamondbacks and ultimately go 6-0 in this homestand.
I mean, that's the goal now, certainly. You know, another reason why this all gets Royals fans fired up, and I think big picture this is good, is because we got Earl on the line, on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240, calling about non-Chiefs content here, Earl. Earl, when was the last time you wanted to talk about the Royals? It's been a minute, right? This is exciting.
Oh, I talk about the Royals all the time, man. It's much like the Chiefs. You endure a lot of misery, but you get some bright stuff. So, you know, the Royals are part of my life, man, since my middle son's middle name is Brett. So, you know, I am deep into the Royals. But I will tell you this, and this is not just an opinion, in the flow of a game. Baseball games have a flow. I think we can all agree. Sure. Bobby Baseball was hit on purpose, and there's no question about it. I ran umpires out of West Urban for 10 years, man. I've been around it. I know. And look, you just sticking your beak in because you're rocking your socks off last night, little different thing. But when you're, you know, covied up and you're watching a game, the intent was obvious and clear. They were tired of this cat launching missiles at him, so he hit him. Now that pitcher can roll around and bite.
It's the first game of the series, Earl. It's not like he was...
He was three for three going into that at-bat. He was a single short of the cycle.
Players are three for three all the time.
He was a single short of the cycle. He was 12 of 14 going into that at-bat since the All-Star break.
Yeah, but three of those hits were against the Diamondbacks, not nine of them.
Look, man, if like I said, if you watch the flow of the game,
I get you. I get what you're saying.
I mean, everybody's dauber went down when Bobby hit that three-run bomb. And you could just watch them. Their reaction was, what the hell are we going to do with this guy? Well, what they decided to do is old school baseball. Let's plunk him, you know. And, you know, I think Sal should have run out there and put the Nolan Ryan on that old pitch, you know. And then he'd maybe give it a second thought. But the pitcher's acting job, come on, man. When you hit somebody, he went to the bad school of acting. It was like, oh, what have I done? Yeah, that was not real, his acting job, and it was as intentional as the day is long. And look, I understand you weren't watching the game. You weren't in the moment. And, you know, obviously your argument has logic to you. But in the flow of the game, they doinked Bobby Baseball because he was eating them alive.
Earl, have you seen The Offspring? I know you're a rock and roll fan.
I'm my kids introduced me to The Offspring because I'm a later generation, right? But the kids enjoy it. No, I've not seen them. But, you know, next week I will see Blues Traveler Tuesday night at the Wave.
You're coming into
a great show.
Yeah.
Blues Traveler. Well, I saw them when the tour started in Hutch at that theater. And absolutely outstanding. And, you know, since I've seen Rush 93 times, you know, my bar of excellence at concerts is quite high. And Blues Traveler did it, and sounds like you enjoyed that with The Offspring, that guys go out there and still perform.
Yeah.
Hopefully guys, the music wasn't piped in. Eagles lip syncing.
Whoa.
And they have been. I mean,
I don't know anything about that. No, well, these guys are not piping it in.
Do a little dive, it's kind of real. So, you know. But, you know, I enjoy musicians actually playing live music because that's what you're paying for, right?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It's a good show. The point on the Royals is this. Whether it was, it doesn't matter because everybody's now fired up about it. And that's what the Royals organization, we appreciate the caller, we got to take a break. That's what the organization needs more than anything else, because they have let their fans down so mightily in the last 4 or 5 years. So now's the time to capitalize. And we've been, look, this is not a conversation that only started because of last night's baseball game and the circumstances. It is, though, they're taking care of the business they need to take care of at the time they need to do it to perhaps allow the organization to push all its chips in. And they got to keep winning these baseball games. And they'll take another swing at the Diamondbacks tonight, that game at 7 o'clock.
You know, I agree with Earl. I think that it was an intentional plunking of Bobby Witt Jr. At the very least, I think that it was intentional that Castellanos was trying to pitch him inside high and tight intentionally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
At the very minimum. Here's the thing, though. I think the most important part about all of that, the Royals stood up for their guy. Bobby Witt Jr. is the cornerstone of that franchise long term. And the fight that they showed, you know, and regardless, who knows how it will carry over, if it will carry over into tonight or tomorrow night's game against the Diamondbacks. But I watched that, and I watched the way that John Schreiber, you know, kind of defended his guy, and then the benches cleared and Salvi got in there and all of that. I'm like, this is a team that they're going to rally. They're going to rally around their guy. They're going to say, like, look, it's not just about us winning games. It's about us coming together as a team. To me, that's the mark of a squad that could potentially go a long way when October baseball comes around.
It'll be a fun week. We'll get more into the Royals in the second hour. We'll begin to preview tonight's game. We'll look at a couple bets there. We're going to take a quick break. TJ Cleland, top of the hour, is going to help us go back through what happened at the TBT last night. Sports Daily, all Brock and Caster. Don't go away.
And 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.